So today we are going to be dealing with a practical question. And that is, there's somebody in this audience that's listening to the shiurim every day. They're learning about Mashiach. They believe that it's a wonderful thing. It's a very important inyan. They just don't see themselves doing it. In other words, it's taka amazing, and we support it ideologically, emotionally. But I don't feel like I really, really get it enough to start spreading this whole Mashiach thing. Like, so what do we do with such a person? He's not saying that it's not important. It is important. He's not saying it shouldn't be done. It should be done. He just feels that it shouldn't be done by him because he's not ready. It's not the pnimius by him. It's not real by him yet. And therefore, it's very difficult to be the messenger, ambassador, to give over this message when he himself is not yet holding there for real. Good, real question. But the Rebbe has an answer for you too. Among the sikhs that are very famous in the summer of Tov Shinun Aleph, so everyone points to the sikhs of Taziyah Metzora, where the Rebbe introduces the Gula Mashiach learning and continues in Balak, as well as Shoiftim, where the Rebbe speaks about the Nevuah of Mashiach. But there is a very, very Gishmaka Sikha of Re'ei Tov Shinun Aleph, which doesn't get a lot of attention, and especially one paragraph, which this paragraph can be found in the Besura Segu'ula Ois Lamed Vav, where the Rebbe specifically addresses the question, if someone is saying that because it's by him, not Bipnimius, he doesn't feel that he's ready to spread the message of Mashiach to others. So how do you answer that? So the Rebbe says the answer is in three parts. And here are the three parts. First of all, Kivon, since Shegam Etzlam Yeshno Inyana Muna Bishleimus, Yecholim Ubemela Tzrichim Em Lefarsim Advarim Lacherim. There's no such thing as somebody that doesn't believe in Yiddishkeit. Every Yid has a neshama. So the truth is, Ani Mamin Bemuna Shleima, really in your neshama you believe Bishleimus. There's no question about it. You may not yet intellectually or emotionally feel it, but you have the emunah. It's not something that you're actually getting. You already have it. It's you. And therefore, because you have it already, you have to spread it. It's just who you are. Too bad. You got it. Then the Rebbe adds another prat about spreading it to others. Shebevade einam tzichem lizbeil mizeh she'adayin lehunach hadover besichloi. Which means that why should the other person lose out because you're not ready? In other words, there are certain things which are only up to you and it only affects you. Then there are things which affect others. You have no right to get all self-righteous on the cheshbin of other people. If people are counting on you, you can't say, well, I'm not really sure if this job is for me. I'm not really sure if I'm doing it for MS. That you keep for your own private avodas Hashem. When it comes to your responsibility to other people, we cannot allow your self-righteousness to take away from those people. Imagine, take into consideration that there is sahakal X amount of Yidden. Let's pick a number. We're going to make up a number. 1 million from Yidden. And there's 1 billion people. So each Yid has to reach X amount of people. You can't say, well, I don't know, am I ready? Why should the other people lose out? Why should your family, why should your friends, why should your community lose out from the fact that you're not ready? You don't have that liberty to make that type of cheshbon. Because it's not their fault that you're caught up in a midlife crisis trying to figure out who you are and if you're ready for spiritual growth.
Get the job done, and you'll deal with your cheshbon ha-nefesh a different time.
Then there is a third and very, very important nekuda. Ubevadai, for sure, zichen, now question, says the Rebbe. Shayidei shtadlus ha-masima. The way it works, by the way, is that when you're influencing others, yiskablu advarim v'yiflu pulosam k'elo gam etzel ha-machriz v'amafar seim. The best way to drill something home internally is by going on a campaign to spread it to other people. Ideas which you may have found abstract, difficult to comprehend, to understand, to internalize. When you're on a campaign to spread those messages to other people, you're actually helping yourself as well. You're drilling these things home to yourself. One of the best things, how the Rebbe, people had a big question. For example, how you have a Hasidic community, how do you have them do outreach? They may get influenced by other people, a very valid concern. But think about it, what happened? Fakert, when the community is in outreach mode, busy helping others, it cements home the ideas that you are actually preaching. No longer are they just ideas and ideals which are hypothetical. No longer are they abstract. No longer are they distant. When you're on Shlichus and you're on Mevtsoyim, you get more passionate about the same mitzvah, which, you know, in the morning, it's always amazing to see a bocher. Sometimes, no one here, but there are such bocherim, that the Friday morning, when it comes to putting on tefillin, they're like schlepping, half snoring and sleeping, and they're just put on their tefillin, and when it goes 2 hours later on Mitzrayim, they're screaming with such passion, "You have to put on tefillin! You have to do the geshmak!" Meanwhile, that same morning, they're schlepping out of bed. Specifically when you're giving over the message to other people, that's what actually brings the message home. So if someone's going to say, "Well, I don't want to speak about Mashiach until I have it bepnimius," you want to have it really bepnimius? You're honest or you're looking for excuses? If you're looking not to do it, shari tirutzim loy ninalu. There's always a reason not to. But if you're actually being a little honest with yourself, and you really feel that the reason why you're not doing it is because it's not yet bepnimius, guess what? The way to get it bepnimius is by spreading it to other people. The more classes you make, the more people you speak to about Mashiach, all of a sudden you're going to find that these things become real to you. The very things which were challenging, which were questioning, which you didn't understand, didn't grasp, and you had a hard time internalizing, specifically by spreading it to other people, you have the opportunity and it becomes upgelate, it becomes settled, it becomes real with the person himself. And therefore, from all aspects, the Rebbe challenges this notion. First of all, again, you have the emunah bepnimius. It's inside your neshama. There's no such thing that a yid doesn't have the emunah bepnimius. Second of all, why is it the fault of other people? They shouldn't lose out because you're not yet ready. It's not their issue. They shouldn't lose out because you're not yet ready. And the third issue is that if you really want to be ready, make sure to spread it to other people. And the message of Mashiach, again, what is the message of Mashiach? To learn about Mashiach. That we have a Navi in our generation that's telling us, Hine Zeh Mashiach Ba. We have someone that has been identified in this inyan, and it's our job to get everyone in our lives ready. L'kabos Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu. Cannot wait for anything. Can't wait till it's upgelegt, settled. The message, we are the Rebbe Shluchim, we have to get the message of the Rebbe out. There is no excuse. And therefore the maskana of this entire series, whether it's upgelegt, not upgelegt, you understood, fully, half, partial, listen, didn't listen, it doesn't matter, because the fact remains the same, that we have to spread the message. We are not exempt, not anyone, and we will get the job done.